Yevamos Perek Tesayin Mishnah Gimel. Ein Ma'idin El Al Pirtzof Ponim Im Achaitim. When they give edus on a person that he died, it's only valid if they recognized his Pirtzof Ponim, which is the features of his face, Im Achaitim, with his nose. So the Taisentif brings the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that it's talking about his cheeks. We don't focus on the eyes or the mouth. The Feres Yisrael says it's also including the forehead. So the forehead, the cheeks, and the nose. That's how you have to recognize the person for who he is. Afal pishiyesh simonim begufo uvekelov. Even if this body that's dead has other simonim on the body, let's say it has certain warts or whatever this person had, uvekelov, and also let's say he had specific clothing he would wear, we're not samech on that if you can't recognize the face. The reason is because other people can have a simon on their body. Other people have those types of things on their body. However, Mefarshim point out, Tzfaris Rol, that if there's a simon that's really a simon muvuk, like let's say a guy was missing a finger, or he had a crooked neck, like a really weird feature, if this would help even without the pirtz of ponim. And the kalev, let's say a person has a special garments that only belong to him with his tags on, could be that this person borrowed it from the real owner, and it's not him. That's why we need to see the face. Ein me'idin ela acha teitzi nafshoi. We only give testimony the person's truly dead when his nefesh leaves him. V'afilu ru'u miguyad, even if we see that he's all cut up, Farshim bring the Gemara, that perhaps he was cut with a hot knife, and the knife would burn and fuse together any types of veins or arteries that it would cut, so he's not going to bleed out. Vitzolov, or even if a person was saw that he was hanging until he's dead, we don't assume, because perhaps, like the Taz says, that right after the Edom went away, the rope broke and he was saved. V'achaya ochelesbo, also, if a person sees somebody that an animal is eating, let's say the animal ripped off a limb that's not necessarily needed to survive, we don't know for sure that this guy's not going to make it. However, the Rav points out, if we see that the animal is already eating the other limbs, like the brains or the heart or things like that, or the stomachs, then that's already edus that he's dead. Mishnah continues, Ein me'idin ela ad shlosh yom. They can only give testimony, doesn't mean on the testimony itself, it means that when they actually saw it, had to have been within 3 days from when the person died. Because after 3 days, the body decomposes or blows up, and it's not so apparent who it is anymore. Rabbi Kiveger brings a tshuvas of Avodas HaGershuni that says on this, he's medaktik, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the fact that he splitted this Mishnah up, is teaching us that what would be if it was after 3 days, but let's say the person had certain clothes on him that were recognizable, that were his clothing, like in the beginning of the Mishnah, where you couldn't recognize his face, but he had other simanim, we said that that's not good enough. But in this case, if you could recognize his face, and there are other simanim, like it's his clothing or the simanim on his body, even if it's after 3 days, since in this case you could recognize his face, and in this case you actually had kalim and simanim on his body, there, that would be believed. But this case in the Mishnah where it says that you're not believed, this is where there's no special simanim on him. That's why it was split up. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Oimer, lo kol adam, lo kol hamakom, v'lo kol ashal shavin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says that there's no din of 3 days, because not every place is the same. Because sometimes, if you're in a really freezing place, the body can never decompose. Like in Mount Everest, there's a guy who was in the middle of saying hello, and his body's still in the same spot. Or vice versa, where it's very hot. Or sometimes people, they decompose quicker. V'lo kol ashal shavin. And not all times are the same. Different seasons will cause different effects. Whether it's the Kula or whether it's the Chumra, but the Rav says the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.